Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning to everyone. Yeah, that's my song. They can say that's my jam. Just love that song, and I know you all are probably tired of hearing me say it, but it's just something about that song. That music that just put energy in my step. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Mothers and Daughter Roundtables here at Blocked on Block Talk Radio. Just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. Can you believe we're at the end of January? It seems like January 1st was just last week. Interesting times. I hope you're making the best of it. That every day, you're using it to do as much as you can, especially for God, because that's the only reason that we're here. We are here, we're created for His purpose. And sometimes we get so confused with our agenda as opposed to God's agenda, because the world have us looking at, in order for you to succeed, there are guidelines that the world has created and say, you know, you must follow these in order to be successful, in order to reach that goal to reach a certain amount of money, wealth, you know. And God said, I give you the power to get wealth. So that in itself tells you right there, if you're doing anything other than going to God and allowing Him to give you the power to get wealth, to give you the ideas, and then following what He says, then it does make it difficult. And we've all been there, and some of us still in that. We go back and forth. When it seems like it's not working, then we feel like we need to do something. We need to call somebody. We need to ask somebody to help us fix it, you know. And when you do those, you walk out of faith and you get into man, trusting man to do it. You know, well, they know how to do it and they can fix it, so I'm just going to call them. And then they come in and God says, okay, I'll rest. And you let them fix it. So it's a tight journey. It's a tight journey, and that if it was easy, you know, everybody would do it. You got to really, really seek out and to stay on track. You got to add the word in you all the time and focus it and talking to God and not whining and crying as we do sometimes, you know, just focusing on His word and just look at that word and say, you know what, He said this and this is true, and I'm going to stand on this. I don't need all these other people to help me do anything. I'm going to stand because this word has already done it. It's already done. That's where the problem come in. We're trying to recreate it. When He called you to do what He asked you to do, it was already done. He just wants you to walk it out on this earthly realm for Him. He ain't asking you to create anything for Him. He's the creator. He created a piece, and He wanted you to act that out. It's like a play. You have an assignment. You have a role to play. And He wants you to play that role according to His script, not the one that you want to change. We always want to change it. You know, if you're in a play and your director says, no, I want to go, yeah, but if you just add this word, or if you just change the setting this way, you know, like, I didn't call you in here to do that. I call you in here to play the role. And that's where we get confused sometimes and we miss God. So just for sake of that, this morning that came up. So undoubtedly, God wants us all to hear it. We just have to be in tune to what he's asked us to do and make sure we stay on his word and asking every day, okay, what do you want me to do with that today, Father? You know, because yesterday's gone. If you missed it yesterday, it gave you another opportunity. But we can't just continuously miss it. And he said, trust no man. Let every other man be a liar, and let me, God, be the truth. So who are you going to believe? Let's see. Frida's out there. Frida, if you want to, we'd like for you to do the prayer this morning. If you click one, I can get to you, if it's possible. I don't know if you can join in this morning or not verbally. But in the meantime, let me go to Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am wonderful, Cynthia. How you doing?
All is well. Keeping it moving.
Okay.
Moving in the direction in which God has called me to move in. And, you know, it's funny that you brought up this conversation because I was on the phone with someone last night and we were having this same conversation about what it is that we need to be doing, and she was reevaluating her life. And, you know, after losing several of her friends in the recent weeks and months, she's now reevaluating her life. And I told her the very same thing that you just stated, that if you're moving or trying to move in any other direction in way other than what God is would have us to do, we are really looking in the wrong direction, because that is when we get in trouble, when we want to try to create it and do it and try to emulate other people and what they're doing in order to be successful. So that was very paramount for me, and it just confirms that God always have us on the same page, if you will, with what we need to be talking about with regards to sharing with the audience. So thank you for that.
But you know what? It shouldn't be any other way, Cynthia. You know, it's like you say, sometimes God look at us and say, look at them. They're surprised. Don't they know that I'm God? Because why would God align the two of us up if we had different and opposite, you know, hearts and feelings? We have to be on the same mission. That's why we think of the same things. Because, you know, if you notice sometimes when a pastor is preaching, you'll see several pastors preaching the same sermon, you know, in that same Sunday. You say, oh, wow, my pastor was talking about that. Yeah, and I heard George and she was passing, talking about that. Because what? We have to be, if we're about his business, really, we're all going to be given the same message. That's just my take, you know?
Yeah,
that just confirms it for me all the time, too, that, you know, I said, Lord, you know, you really, because, you know, we've seen some things and have shared some things and known that we knew it was God showing us, you know, those things.
Absolutely.
All right, well, hold 1 second. I'll get right back with you.
All righty.
Okay, I think we have Frida here now. Hi, Frida.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Are you in a position to do the prayer, or you want one of us to do it?
Well, I am. My phone is on the lap, but my hands are on the steering wheel, and I'm at a U-Haul, but I can be able to pray.
That's okay.
Father,
okay,
we thank you.
Ahead, hey.
We bless you. We exalt you. Your name is higher than any other name, oh God, and we love on you today. We thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank you for every mother and daughter, every parent, grandparent, and everybody that's on the prayer line, oh, Father God, or listening to us on internet, that your will be done in each and every last one of us, oh, God, that you are the master of the plan for everything, and we just yield to you. We thank you, Father God, as we have an ear to hear you, oh, God, and eyes to be able to see what you have for us to do in 2017, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the breath of life and you are the giver, oh God, of life. And we just want to thank you and we want to acknowledge you. We thank you, God, for a bright day in our future, oh Father God, Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the thoughts and plan towards us, which are good, oh God, and give us a hope and a future and an expected end. And so we walk, oh Father God, and not lean to our own understanding, oh Father God, in all our ways we're going to acknowledge you, because you said you're going to direct our path. And those, oh God, of us, oh God, that are on crooked paths, oh God, we declare before you, oh God, that there's straight paths today, oh Father God, and clear mind, oh God, sober mind, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God.
Okay, she must have gotten into an area that actually cut her off. But, Father God, we just thank you, and we bless each and every mother and daughter around the world. Amen. All right. Let's see. Yeah, she really got cut off. All right. Well, let's go in this morning and look at what God has placed on our hearts. Before we get going this morning, I just want to announce that if you would like to purchase the book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, you can go to mdbn.org, and it's right there. When you go in, it just pops up. You click order now, and it'll take you right to the page to purchase the book. So if you feel like it, you want to know what God has to say to mothers and daughters, go to mdbn.org. We have it so you can get it at the local bookstores as well. You can go to our website, but you can go to Barnes & Noble's. You can go to Amazon, any major bookstore, and you can purchase the book. Usually when you call their order, I don't know quite how all of that works when it comes to when you order, but they have it there as listed at all the major bookstores. So, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, available to you now at any bookstore, and we will have the e-book later on. I just chose not to put it up there now. We're going to wait on let the book take the front run, and then we'll do the e-book. So, if you feel like it, buy it, hear what God has to say. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Here we are at the Round Tables, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. And our ministry, Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry, is based on Ezekiel 16:44. And when God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. My co-host Cynthia Oliver and Frida Hunter is on the line. Frida is doing a project this morning, and she is in a big truck driving some things around. So be careful out there, Frida, as you're driving, and thank you for the word. Give your friends a call or text them and let them know that they can call in and listen to the show at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. Today we're doing something just a little different. We had some things, I have some projects I'm working on this week and last week, and so we have a shorter show based, but I don't want to just not have a show at all. So we're going to open it up. Our stimulating topic this morning is A Mother's Test of Faith, Part 2. We started talking about that last week, and the Holy Spirit just took over and started teaching. And I'm telling you, it has just been a wonderful experience. If you have a chance, go to mdbn.org and go to radio, which says Blog Talk Radio, and listen to what God had to say last week. It was amazing. Blessed me, and he spoke it through me, so you know. But I do also want to say the publisher of the book is Lael Agency, and that's LAEL Agency.com. That's LAEL Agency.com. So check her website out and see the wonderful work that she's doing, Angela Huntley. Let's see what else we have here. If you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me at drbessie1. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. Our stimulating topic this morning, A Mother's Test of Faith, Part 2. And the reason I wanted to do Part 2, because I really didn't get a chance to get Cynthia's intake on it last week. And knowing Cynthia, she always taking, as I'm talking, she's writing down, you know, notes. And I did not want her not to share her thoughts because they're always stimulating and always a blessing to someone out there. And so we do this as a team. And so I'm just going to hit a few things, and then I'm going to go back in and I'm going to open it up and let Cynthia, give her take on this. When we were talking about a mother's test of faith, you know, the thing that came up in my mind was, you know, faith, what faith is. And, you know, we know it says now, and that's the key, now, right now, present, right now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So if faith is the substance and faith is the evidence, then it is what it is right now. So what you're hoping for, it already is in faith. So when you believe in faith, faith can manifest itself into the evidence so that you can see it. So that's kind of where we started off with that, and then the Holy Spirit took it into a whole different level. The conversation started about talking about faith, and then God took it. And I just got amazed. I can't remember all that he said. I want to go back and listen to it myself, but I have a hard time going back and listening to myself talk. So, you know, I don't listen to my shows again. Once I do it, that's it. Or if I'm on a television show or something like that, I never go back and look at it. That's something I have to deal with, because I just do what is told to me and then I move on. So what the Holy Spirit led me into was, don't get off of your journey. A little bit what we just spoke about a few minutes ago, and I'm going to open that up. Don't get off of your journey. Don't let someone talk you off of your assignment. You know, that's the enemy. The enemy wants to get you isolated. See, he can't deal with two. That's why Jesus sent two out. He never sent one person. You go here and you go here. He said two, because he knew that with two, the minds, with those minds coming together on one accord, Satan cannot attack you and break you down. But if you are out there by yourself, you're soloing, you want to do it all by yourself. You know, we don't want to do anything with anybody else. Everybody feels threatened. You know, well, they're going to take my idea. Well, if I get with her, she's going to think that I'm taking her idea. All that old stupid stuff. And I say stupid, and I mean it. Just stupid. Don't make no sense. You don't have no idea. If you're working for God, Jesus is the only star. So I have very little patience with people when they do that, because it's not, I know you're not coming from the place where I'm coming from. I don't care about stuff. I'm just about, what does God want me to do? And surrounding myself with people that saying, what does God want me to do? And how can we walk this journey together? How can we build, put our strength together and walk and lock on, so when the enemy comes, he can't knock us down. He can't. Because if he could, Jesus would not have sent two out. There's a purpose behind the two. So when you get out here, and I've been there, I know what I'm talking about. I used to have those crazy conversations in my head, not want to share things that people are afraid it's going to take something. It's not yours. It's not your idea. It's not your idea. Ain't nothing to hide. Nobody wants to see what you have. It's God's idea. You're hiding from God. So, you know, I've been there just paranoid, because that's the way the enemy wanted me. Now, when Cynthia and Fred and I talk too much. I tell them stuff that sometimes they'll be like, oh, wait a minute, because I'm telling them what is being told to me in spirit, and sometimes it's a little bit much. But I don't have anything to hide. I don't have a number to hide. I don't have a phrase to hide. I don't have a concept to hide, because you know what? That's deceit, and God does not honor that. That's doubtful, and that's where the enemy wants you to be. Because people are going to tell you, oh, don't tell them that. Oh, don't share this. For what? I used to be there. Got me nowhere. But a lot of paranoia and working in the camp with the enemy, nothing to hide. Whatever it is, it is. I'm a new creature in Christ, and I'm living in that now. I don't worry about my past. I am right now a new creature, and I'm listening. God, what is it that you want me to do? It's his agenda. It's not mine. And if you're going to follow Jesus, Jesus didn't do anything without talking to the Father. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. And if you're going to follow Jesus, then that's the way it has to be.
So whatever you say and whatever you do, it is not of you. It is of God. It's his journey that you're on. It is his idea that he's asking you to use your mouth and your body to deliver a message. It's his, not yours. He created you for his good pleasure, not your good pleasure. He created you to express himself in the earthly realm, not you. Now, when you get that, what are you hiding? Why you want to be secretive? Because God sees exactly what you're doing. He hears exactly what you're saying. There ain't no secret. And as he said to me, Bessie, if you don't do it, I get somebody else to do it. So you're not that important. Not all by yourself. You got to align yourself with the word of God. That's where the power is. That's where the authority is. That's where he created you to be. So don't let Satan create a whole nother delusion over here trying to act as if you got something so important that it's gone. You got a $1 billion idea. Well, yeah, you do. If it ain't in God, he says, I give you the power to make wealth. You can have a $1 billion idea in your mind, but if God didn't ordain it and if God says it, he don't have anything to hide. Jesus never hid anything. He spoke the truth. He said it in front of everybody. So we've got to get there, mothers and daughters. That's the problem. In our homes, whatever happened in the house, stay in the house. Secret, secret, secret. We were raised to hold secrets, and that is in the camp of the enemy. Trust me. He set it up. But I've seen this week several situations where people have stood and says, I'm going to stand on what God said, and I'm going to believe God. And I've seen things turn around. Some of it wasn't good for some people, because they did wrong to some children of God. But God's hand moved. Several people I've talked to this week. So whatever God is asking you to do, if you have faith in him and believe in him, he's going to turn that situation around. Don't worry about man. Don't let them convince you what you should and should not do. They don't have a place for you. Okay, I'm coming to you, Cynthia. Good morning. Cynthia. Well, I thought Cynthia was on, but I guess she's not. Cynthia, I tried to come to you. The whole thing this morning is about faith. It's all about faith. You've got to have faith. If you don't have faith, nothing else happens. And you can't have doubt and faith in the same spot. You have definitely got to stand on what God has asked you to do, no matter what it looks like to anyone else. I just had someone try to tell me something, just I won't say today because it might define what it was, who it is, but told me, was telling me a lot of things. Yeah, but, you know, see, well, it's not, yeah, see, but, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of doubt. That's a lot of doubt. Either you're going to believe God or you're not. So I just kind of shut my ears off. And I said, no, I can't let that enter my ear gate. Yeah, but see, yeah, but, and question. And then when you look at their life, what have they accomplished, though, that God can accomplish in you? The yeah, but are seeds of doubt. Yeah, but are seeds of doubt. So mothers and daughters, if you don't hear anything else this morning, from the deaths that I've heard about, from the sicknesses to mistreatment to things happening, God has done some miraculous things in mothers and daughters' lives this last couple weeks that I've seen, because they said, you know what, I don't have anywhere else to go, and I have to trust God. I have to trust God. And that's what they did. And we have seen some things this week that we've gone, wow. Look at that. You knew it was God because it was going completely in the opposite direction, as it seemed. So, Cynthia, I was trying to get to you to get a comment from you. Hello?
I'm here, Dr. Fletcher.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hear me? I hear you now. We're having a short show. I got a
something I've got to do, an appointment. That's why I was trying to
okay.
get you on.
Okay.
Just to get yours, because we're having a 30-minute show today, and I was breaking for that. But go ahead.
And that's fine. And that's fine. If we look at Exodus 2, 1 through 10, I was sitting here smiling when you said hi. And a mother's faith. If you look at that scripture, Exodus 2, 1 through 10, where when Moses was born and a mother's faith, she feared that they were going to kill Moses, so she hid him in a basket. And like you said, we like to hide things out of fear. She hid Moses out of fear. And even in our silliness, as you suggested, with our thought processes and why we do things of hiding things, it's all out of fear, Dr. Fletcher. And fear somebody's going to take it, fear somebody's going to kill it, the dream, or take your dream. And so even in all of that, God was in the background working it out, where this baby was brought right back to her. For her to nurse her own child. So God knows our fears. God knows that we, as human nature, is just a fear. And so even in our silliness, God comes in and clean up our mess and bring it right back, bring us the dream right back to us. So even in all of what am I saying, audience? I'm saying that even in our fears, but God has not given us the spirit of fear. He doesn't want us to fear. But even when we do and we err, some way he has mercy on us, and he brings our dreams right back to us. And so, but we have to get in a place where we're not going to fear, but stand on the word. And if God gave it to you, nobody can take it from you. So they can even attempt to emulate it, but they can never facilitate it the way God gave it to you. So it's okay, guys. When we mess up, we just have to know that God is still in it if he is the one who gave it to us. And so nobody can take nothing that God has given us, Dr. Fletcher. And it's just human nature to fear. But we have to, as mothers of faith, we have to get out of fearing, because God is not I don't even know if he's pleased when he said, oh, look at them. They just so fearful. They just so fearful. Don't they know that nothing can happen? Nothing can be taken from you. It just can't, especially if I gave it to you. You know, but God was working in it, and Exodus, he was working in it, and he brought Moses right back to his mama to nurse. Though she tried to hide him out of fear, he brought him right back to her. And not only was the mother involved, the daughter of Pharaoh's the daughter who is the one who was working in the house with the lady, the daughter of Pharaoh who found the baby. She was the one facilitating the hookup, if you will. She went back to because she asked, do you want me? Because she obviously knew who the baby was when she opened up the basket, and she said, do you want me to fetch a nurse? And so that's verse number 7. She asked her, do you want me to go and call a nurse? So, of course, because she knew who the baby was, and she's the daughter, and now she goes back to her mother and tell her mother, come. And the Pharaoh's daughter hires her to nurse her own son. And so even in our mess and even in our fears, God does come behind us and make it okay. But he comes and make it okay. And we just got to get in the habit of just trusting him, guys, and stay out of that fear thing. But then again, when I talk about it, if she had that fear, if she had not been in her humanness, if you will, she wouldn't have done what she did. And so God took the situation out of fear and put it to her advantage. I guess that's what I'm really trying to say. When we err in fear, when we
he just has such mercy on us that he turns it around. And that's who he is. He is the God that knows everything. He knows when we fear. He knows when we're gonna do something that's not in his will. So he will come behind us and clean up our mess. Because, you know, it's
Amen.
Just who he is. He's a loving father, and he will clean it up. So, but our job, simply mothers and daughters, is to stay out of fear and don't allow the fear to dictate what we do or don't do. And then maybe, you know, who knows, the Holy Spirit, I don't know if the Holy Spirit was around back then. Who knows? She was being guided to put the baby in the water. Who knows? We don't know. But we do know what God says about fear. We know that he said he has not given us the spirit of fear. And so when God gives us something, we got to know that we sure enough know nobody can take it from us. I guess that's my whole
Amen.
Point of sharing all of this. Nobody can take what God has given you. He will bring it right back to you.
Amen. Amen. That's
so,
right there in a nutshell.
That's my point. That's my point right there. And it came out of Exodus 2:1-10.
All right. See, that's good news, Cynthia. Thank you so very much. And I'll
be
right back.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good news. That's good news, y'all. I'm
You've
telling
been listening
you.
To the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with
in.
Your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie
no,
Fletcher. If you'd like to make
no
a love offering to support the
it.
Show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, that was short and sweet, and Cynthia did a wonderful job giving us this message, and I say see you next week on Mother and Daughter Roundtables. Bye-bye.